every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Look about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, it's a business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, Matthew Clark will be reporting from the Young Enterprise Awards. But first, the news headlines.
Camel Valley Vineyards has been celebrating this week after returning home with a clutch of awards from the 2014 International Wine Challenge. Its wines were awarded 2 gold medals, a silver and 2 bronze, as well as a trophy for its 2012 vintage Camel Valley Pinot Noir Rosé Brut. And staying on a similar theme, Sharps Brewery has announced it is opening its first pub. Together with Michelin star chef Nathan Outlaw, they have taken on the lease of the Mariners in Rock. The pub is set to undergo a refurbishment before opening in the summer. And construction work has started on a new mixed-use development at the site of the former Wheal Harmony mine in Redruth. The brownfield site is currently being readied for future development, which includes capping of the mine shafts and the overcoming of other contamination issues.
The 7 Days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.
So we're at the Atlantic Hotel for the Young Enterprise Awards Cornwall, and it's been an amazing evening here, and I've got the chair with me, Charlotte Chadwick. Just tell me what it's about.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity for young people whilst they're still at school to actually set up and run for real their very own business. It's a national charity. It's been in the UK since 1963. I did it many years ago, but the team tonight were just absolutely fantastic. All the teams were great, but the winners now go through to the Southwest Final, and they just learn so many business skills by running their own company for a year.
So the winners of the best overall company, and that was a trophy sponsored by Truro and Penwith College, is the Lazy Gun, and we've got 2 members of the team here. Can I get your name?
I'm Cariad.
Cariad.
Shawcross.
And you are?
I'm Noah Merrin.
Okay, so Cariad, just first of all, tell me, how did you come across this idea?
Well, we decided, because we live in Cornwall, it's quite like an agricultural, quite earthy sort of county, so we thought earthy gardening, and we looked for a gap in the market, and we just thought the Lazy Gardener would be perfect for it.
And you've had an amazing journey. You've still got lots more to do, haven't you? Just tell me about the things coming up on your timetable.
Well, at the moment, we're looking to plant bulbs at the local nursery and plant them around our school and maybe get some publicity for that. And also moving on to creating gardening equipment with the Lazy Gardener brand.
And you've got the Cornwall Business Awards coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. We're looking forward to learning about.
And this competition then goes on to the next stage, doesn't it, where it's the Southwest Awards. What happens there?
Then we compete with other schools in the Southwest region, and whoever wins that, I think, goes on to the national finals, is it?
well, look, really well done, and thank you for speaking to Business Call. I'm just going to speak now to Grant Batty from Pixel Rain. You've been helping the Lazy Gardener develop their products and their service. Just tell me what a challenge for you it was, because you've been on this before, so you've seen it from both sides.
Yeah, these guys, they've done incredibly well. To be honest, they haven't actually needed too much help. They came up with the idea themselves. They came up with the branding, the product. They sold it. They've done really well with their sales. But it's been fantastic for me. I think all the business advisors involved, they've got to look at the students' businesses. They've got to help them. And I think it gives a massive help to helping their business as well.
And you've had an amazing journey yourself since being part of Young Enterprise.
Yeah, I took part in Young Enterprise about 8 years ago. I represented Newquay Tretheras School and now a business advisor at Newquay Tretheras. And since Young Enterprise, it's just been fantastic. It's allowed me to experience so much, given me some fantastic opportunities. And now myself and 2 friends from university, we set up our own company together and we're operating on an international scale, so we couldn't ask for more.
Charlotte, just tell me about what's happening now with Young Enterprise.
Okay, well now, the young team that have won tonight go through to the Southwest Finals, which takes place in the Swindon Motor Museum on Monday the 16th of June. And we really hope, Matthew, that they're going to win and represent Cornwall at the National Finals in July, and hopefully go on to August, where it's the International Final. We don't know where that's going to be held yet either, so fingers crossed that they take the trophy home for Cornwall yet again.
And you're looking for business support for next year?
We are. We're looking for any businesses to come forward who want to provide either sponsorship to help us run the scheme, because we do need funding. It costs £500 per team for a school to get involved, and often the schools don't have that money available. So often we try and find half of that money from local businesses. So if any business is keen to sponsor and has £250 they'd like to invest, we'd be very delighted to hear from them. Also, we'd be very keen to hear from anybody who wishes to be a volunteer business advisor, who has skills to impart on a group and to motivate and enthuse. We'd love to hear from anybody who wants to give a bit of time and give something back to help the youth of Cornwall really develop their business skills.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's find out what's happening over the next 7 days in the business community in Cornwall with Nick Herrier.
There's a host of events taking place over the coming days as Cornwall Business Week swings into action. On Tuesday, the May 13th, Francis Clark hosts its annual Financing Cornwall seminar at the Lighthouse Cinema in Newquay, while over in Wadebridge, Alex Polizzi is the headline speaker at Enterprising Women's Ahead for Heights conference. The following day, we head to the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre at Trillisk for the Cornwall Business Fair, while on Thursday, May the 15th, the day kicks off with Forte's Cornish Food and Drink Seminar at Healy's Cider Farm. Business Week is rounded off in the now traditional style with the Cornwall Business Awards at St Melian International. For full details of all these events, visit our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.